Coach Kim Cameron is with us here on Mitch 93 and Huskies Drive Time. Drive Time, as Mitch would say. And they are headed with the men to Hillsdale and Saginaw Valley State, coming off a couple of wins on the weekend. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Winter Carnival was fun for us.
You know, I was talking to Coach Mike Williams on Saturday before the game, and he was, I'm sure you know, he was complimenting you up and down about the way you're pushing through some of these injuries, much like he is, and a lot of parallels between your team and Coach Williams' team coming into that game, right?
Yeah, I think defensively, both of us really put an emphasis on that side of the ball, and he, you know, he's done a great job in his first year, and he's, you know, he's good at what he does. He's good with the girls. But both of us, we knew coming in, it was not going to be a high-scoring game. We knew it was going to be back and forth. We knew it was going to be every shot you take is going to be earned. Every basket is going to be earned, and every possession is going to matter. You know, it's hard. We have one turnover, and it feels like you gave up an opportunity at the basket, and it could be the difference in the game. And we were trying to put an emphasis on that to the players and to ourselves so that we could understand this is going to be a two-point game, a four-point game, and everything that you do matters. And I think the girls understood that, and I feel like we played that way.
How cool was it for Danny Blake to get that redemption so soon after, you know, having an opportunity against Northern Michigan, your big rivals, and had a chance at the end of the game to tie it, to send it to overtime, couldn't get it done, and for her to have a chance, you know, just later that week in that same situation and getting it done for her team?
There are so many things that you hope for in the progression of a year, and for as many things that you can rip about last Monday, to have an opportunity, you know, for a kid to have to go through that and have a chance to win a game for a team or tie, and I'm talking about Monday against Northern, and to not be able to do it is disappointing. And, you know, she puts a lot of pressure on herself, obviously, and you want to be great for your team. But to be able to come back from that 5 days later and at home and against Grand Valley, and it's one-on-one, and it was there was no doubt in my mind she was scoring that basket. It was the second, if anybody looked at her, I mean, she ripped through like there was no one that was ever going to stop her, and it was unbelievable.
How about, obviously, a big finish to the week with Ferris State getting a win against them, and obviously knowing that you just got to keep, you know, games like that, you just got to take care of business. You guys did. You got a 20-point win, and just, you know, seemed like from start to finish, control play in that game.
I thought so, too, and a big part of their game is their posts, and we did a good job on that. Low percentage, they still took their shots, but very low percentage as far as what they usually average. You know, that was an important game, I think, too, for Lindsay Winter. She had an excellent game offensively, finished really well, was a big part of a surge going into the second half. She hits one coming out of halftime. Her teammates find her again. She hits another one. And those can be really big daggers for other teams. And I think it was important for her offensively to get back into a flow and to get some confidence back because she hadn't been scoring the way that we had wanted her to for a few games. And she needs, you know, everybody just needs that one game to kind of propel them into the end of the season. And I thought she was standout in that game. And I thought it helped her even in the Saturday game and hopefully moving forward. And I thought like Elizabeth Kelleher was really good defensively that game. You know, tons of blocks, which change, mm-hmm. They change the game. It's frustrating. And people think twice, and it's altering shots, and it's making another pass. And I thought she did a great job.
Well, you got five games left in the regular season, two of them on the road, three of them at home. You guys are 9-0 at home this year, so that bodes well for the program. But at the same time, you've got arguably your biggest road trip of the year coming up.
This is huge, and it has been that way for the last couple of games. But this is, it gets more and more important as the season gets shorter and shorter. And I think everybody understands that. We are at a point right now where there is no nonsense. There is no tomorrow. There is no another chance at anyone. And that is, I think if we have a full understanding of that, then that's all you can do. You play with everything that you have because this is your chance to host a quarterfinal game. This is your chance to be on a banner. This is your chance for the four seniors who have led us to have a fantastic, standout, memorable senior year. And there's nothing that any of us would like more than for them to be successful. They feel it. They want it. They want to take control. And again, they understand the time limits that we're at. Hillsdale is you know, we had a great game against them last time. They have been up 15-20 against two of the top teams in the league in the past 2 weeks during games. So they are much improved. And then obviously Saginaw Valley is, you know, top team, top post player, and we are on their floor. But you know, it's our turn to do it for us, and that's the only thing that it's about.
Well, it's going to be great games, and they are Thursday night at Hillsdale, Saginaw, Valley State on the Saturday afternoon, and 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. West will have the pregame at 5:45, and that'll be followed by the men's game at 8, and then Saginaw Valley State. That game will start at 1 o'clock at 12:45 pregame, and you can hear it all here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Congratulations again, Coach, on a great home weekend, and good luck this weekend on the road.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Coach Kim Cameron here on Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time. And a nice quiet weekend for the SDC. The lights are going to be on, I think, still, but not a whole heck of a lot going on.
Yeah, weird how one week to the next it goes from having everybody at home and all the activity with, you know, Carnival and the late game Friday and then the triple header back-to-back-to-back on Saturday to now we're, you know, at the point where, you know, everybody's out of town or off in the case of hockey. So a little bit different feel around here, but still big games for the Tech basketball teams. And yeah, it's hard to believe we are past Carnival. We're through the Carnival weekend, and now we're into the crunch time. Like hockey's got, what, 6 games left? Basketball has 5 games left. And skiing's got, I think, 3 weekends of qualifying left to go before that Nationals. So that's getting down to crunch time, and it's a fun time of year to follow Tech sports.
I want to congratulate Max Vallis and Jamie Phillips on getting WCHA Player of the Week honors. Max Vallis, the offensive player with 3 goals, and, of course, great goaltending by Jamie Phillips. Gets a shout-out. Nolan Lynn in the penalty shot goal all weekend long against Lake State. So congratulations to those 2 players, and the Huskies are 14th in both polls this weekend in hockey. And, good luck to the basketball team. Safe travels to you,
Thank you.
Wes, and we'll look forward to your calls on Thursday night and on Saturday afternoon.